With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire. The president made the announcement on social media and said the truce would begin at 5 p.m. Eastern time today. Several days after that blockade began of Iran's ports, the U.S. now says it has been fully implemented.
U.S. Central Command says no ships have made it past the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports since it was imposed. And 10 merchant vessels complied with direction from U.S. forces to turn around and re-enter Iranian waters. The blockade is intended to pressure Iran, which has exported millions of barrels of oil, mostly to Asia, since the war began February 28th.
That is Ken Lorman reporting at the Pentagon this morning. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane said the Navy is prepared to stop any vessels attempting to breach the blockade.
As most of you know, dark fleet vessels are those illicit or illegal ships evading international regulations, sanctions, or insurance requirements. More than 10,000 sailors, Marines, and airmen, over a dozen ships and dozens of aircraft are executing this mission.
Once again today, U.S. stocks holding near their record highs.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute.
The stock market is holding near its record as Wall Street waits for more clues about what'll happen in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow fell 97 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Crude oil prices rose. Brent crude rose about 3% to $98 a barrel. Brent was trading at about $70 a barrel before the war started. Investors are hoping that the war won't last long enough to set off a damaging wave of global inflation. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is SRN News. AI has been invading just about every area of life of late. Now the question is the country ready for a version of an AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes. And the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the recent 70th session of the UN Commission on the Status of Women, a U.S. delegate submitted a draft resolution to define gender in alignment with its traditionally accepted usage as referring to men and women. The U.S. proposal immediately received significant blowback from some other delegates. This is SRN News. If you're a fan of ranch dressing, you have a lot of company.
Ranch is the best-selling salad dressing in the U.S., having surpassed Italian dressing near the end of the 20th century. It's ubiquitous, and it's not just for salads. Ranch is a dip for hot wings, fried pickles, even pizza. A versatile staple, it's found in grocery stores and recipes and on menus around the country. Steve Henson, a plumbing contractor turned dude ranch owner, created ranch dressing back in the 1950s, and it became a cultural phenomenon. Rich Thomason reporting.
A salad with some ranch dressing might be a good side for a steak dinner, but there's strong demand from consumers these days that ranchers are not able to raise more cattle. That's because they've got a lot of high costs and a lack of labor to work with. The high cost of labor shortages make many ranchers reluctant to expand the national herd. It's now roughly at its lowest level in 75 years. This is SRN News.